then sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Well, it is certainly good to be back. We are not in Tampa. We're not in, what was it, Wizard of Oz, where we're not in Kansas anymore? We're not in Tampa anymore. We are coming to you live from Radio Row here in Los Angeles. We stopped in Las Vegas. I'm pretty pumped. I'm pretty excited. And for anybody who knows me, that doesn't happen often. Sitting to my right, I always said that I was going to go back to a former co-host, and not a single person guessed properly.
I don't know what to think about that. Well, is that good or bad, or what does that mean?
No, I think it's good. I think it's good. Leslie Lacey will be sitting in with us all week. What up, Les?
Hi, guys. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me. And as always, Randy and I go back years and years and years, even back in the CBS days. You know, that's, I think, when I met you, when I was like a sports chick.
Is that?
I think so.
Okay to say?
What?
I mean, I know you're okay with it. You were one of the owners of the Sports Chicks.
Yeah, there was an LLC. Hooters Sports Chicks and Friends.
But what I'm saying is, in today's culture, are we allowed to say Sports Chicks?
Well, that was the name of it. I mean,
I know it was.
Here's the thing. I know the Dixie Chicks are now like the Chicks. They got rid of the Dixie. But we can't get rid of the sports, okay? We can't, you know. I think it's fine.
So Chicks is okay.
Yeah, Chicks is okay. So, you know, it was a staple in this town in Tampa for a long, long time.
Sure.
So, yeah, you know, I'm proud of it. We had a lot of fun on that show with Lynn Austin. It was a great time.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And speaking of Chicks, let's go back to the studio and talk to our other sports chick in the studio. Matt, what's up?
Well, I'm offended by that. And you can call me a Commander, as the Washington Football Club has now declared a new name, the Commanders.
Yeah, isn't that – okay, can I just sort of – comment on this whole situation with the Washington Football Club calling themselves the Commanders.
Hold on. The Washington Redskins, who became the Washington
Redskins, yes.
Who are, yep, whoever. Right. All I know is I have a Game News Todd Yoder Washington Redskin jersey in my studio. That's all I know.
I'm
Todd Yoder. That's a blast from the past.
Boy.
What a nice guy, huh?
For sure.
I remember that his first touchdown pass that he got there.
Todd learned a very
Bucks.
A very big lesson dealing with me. So this was old $1. You know, probably, Matt, you don't know anything about the old $1. But at the old $1, we were in the trailer, all that stuff. And I kept, you know, going through the front door and talking to Trent and talking to all of them. And Todd's like, what, you don't want to talk to me? So I'm like, all right, hey, what's up, Todd? We start talking. I said, hey, would you like to come out and do a radio show? I'm doing this. You know, just come out one time, hang out, whatever. And we sold the show on that we would have a Buccaneer guest once a month. So Todd comes out and does the radio show, and he made a drastic mistake.
What was that?
His mistake was, hey, this was a lot of fun. I'd do this every week. And it became not only the Todd Yoder show, but it became the most talked about show in the world. And we would get ripped every Monday Night Football by the legend, and you know I hate that word legend, by the legend who used to do Monday Night Football,
and
John Madden.
You're kidding. John Madden was talking about you and Todd.
Yes.
Hey, man, that's
exactly.
Winning. Even if you're losing, I mean, he's ripping on you, it's still winning.
Exactly. They would make fun that, you know, the backup tight end, Todd Yoder, does a radio show in Tampa. I'm like, yes, keep ripping us.
It's Todd awesome. Was great.
Todd was awesome.
He was a lot of fun.
He still is. But good. Go back to...
Well, so it's actually the Commanders, right?
Yes, it's the Commanders.
Yes, not the Commanders. Okay. So I kind of wish it was the Commandos.
Yeah, I like Commandos.
Yeah, that was actually my high school. That was my high school mascot was the Commandos. Taylor Swift went to my high school. I just like to throw that in every once in a while.
Sorry.
Not when I was there. I'm a couple of years older than her. Yeah. So here's my thing about the Commanders. I'm a military person. I'm a veteran from the Army. Randy.
I'm also commando.
That's right. Well, Randy, what are you telling me? You're going commando? That's a little bit more information than I needed, okay? Just try to keep it clean. We just started here. All right. But you're a Navy vet.
I am.
I'm an Army vet. And so I love the military tie. And the reason that they're calling themselves the Commanders is because they wanted to link the history of, you know, D.C. and the military and how strong the military. You know, we have a long history. But here's what's kind of odd to me. Okay. So remove the Redskin name. Okay. Because it was offensive to many people who were of Native American descent. Many not, but many who were. And they made the decision, okay, we're going to change that name. Many think it's racist. So they go to the Washington football team, Washington, because they don't know what to do, which is fine, okay, which was funny. And now they go to the Commanders. So they've left something that was deemed racist and inappropriate to Native American Indians to then call their team the people who annihilated the Native American Indians. Like, is it just me, guys, or am I missing something here?
Well, think of it this way. Dan Snyder is so well-liked, and I'm saying that sarcastically.
Okay.
Do you not think he thought of that?
Oh, boy.
Allegedly. I don't want to be sued. I don't need Danny Alvarez calling me already that's saying he got a phone call.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a backhanded slap?
I tell you, it's something else. And so now we're – and here's the thing that that makes it a little bit discerning to me. I have my godniece's Kiowa, okay, Indian, from Oklahoma. And I understand if you're offended by it, I get it. That's fine. But if you're going to go this route and you're going to end up pulling it away, why can't you just check with the tribe and say, hey, what would you like the name to be? Instead of going the opposite route and calling it the Commanders, you know, the people who were fighting the end. It's just a weird decision to me.
So they should have gone with the Killers.
Well, look, no one's really complaining about the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Redskins, I get it. You know, if you look at the history of Redskin, it was created many moons ago by an Indian, by a Native American Indian. But it wasn't thought of it. But then through time, it was used in a negative way. So that's why you want to get rid of them. A lot of times, that's how things start and become negative. They start out neutral, and then they become negative. So you get rid of them. That's fine. But come on.
So
the Commanders, come on.
So Matt, give me your thoughts. If this is a whole Indian issue, maybe we should go with our favorite Indian, and they should have been called the Washington Russell Peters.
The what? the Russell
Washington
Peters.
Russell Peters.
Oh, because he's your favorite Indian comedian.
Well, you don't have to say comedian.
It's a different Indian.
Listen,
it's a different Indian there, Randy.
That no should ever be called the Peters. Okay, yeah. Peter should not be in anything.
Oh, but you're talking about me and keeping it clean. All right.
The Commando Peters.
You said it.
Coming soon. But look, the Indians, they had to change their name. The baseball Indians, they're now the Guardians. Eventually they're all going to have to fall. I mean, the Chiefs, the Seminoles, you know, any of them, they're all going to have to follow suit eventually, won't they?
Well, first you said that they're all going to have to fall, and the Kansas City Chiefs already fell, as they are not here in Los Angeles, as the underrated and underdog Cincinnati Bengals are here. And let's just talk about this game just for a second, and then we'll get off it because we never talk about the topic we're supposed to talk about. How many people, at least in the Tampa Bay area, are rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals?
I've seen one.
It was me. I admit it. I just came out with it. I came out in L.A.
Well, I did call it twice, 2 weeks ago. I did call it two weeks ago.
I didn't know if I should say anything. Listen, we got to hit a break right now because when we come back, we have a very special guest coming. And there's kind of a funny story because I ran into this gentleman at a UFC. I was covering a UFC in D.C., and he was in the hotel, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to bother him. But a pretty big deal returns to the show when we come back.
Can we give a hint?
No, well, you give a hint.
Can I give one hint?
A movie I never saw.
The Godfather.
The Godfather.
Coming up.
We'll be right back. Coming to you live from Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and the Hyatt House in Anaheim. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Todd Washington, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are coming to you live from Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Convention Center. Your old stomping grounds. That would be you.
Absolutely. You know,
that would be you.
I was lost in thought there for a moment. Oh, you know, I came back, and I tell you, I'm so happy here. I mean, I love Tampa. I was born in Tampa. I was raised in Tampa half, but I went to school at USC, and going by, you know, old Trojanville and just driving through the area, looking up at the Hollywood sign. You know, I spent my entire 20s here. I started broadcasting here. I did KSBN as a sports reporter, and I did many different levels of reporting here before I took the job in Tampa to come back home. But my goodness, it's just so, so magical here in La La Land. So it's great to be back.
All right. So here's what I need everybody from everybody that's here. I need to know as much about the Godfather as possible in the next 20 seconds.
Okay. So he was in the Godfather 3.
Right. He was in 3. So do I need to know anything about Godfather 1 and 2?
That he wasn't in it.
That he wasn't in it. Good call. All right. I mean, I guess that'll work.
Look, he's great. I wonder if anyone can guess who we are talking about here. It's really kind of should be no secret. People should be able to guess it. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know. Well, we're going to find
out. I'd love to know.
At least I'm going to find out a little bit about The Godfather now.
Yes.
You know, I've been given so much garbage over my life that I've never seen it. So now
You've got to know how you can call yourself a man and not have seen The Godfather. Hi.
Hi.
Here we go. We're about to do the introduction.
Am I hearing that right?
Yes. Randy. Yes. Randy has never seen The Godfather.
Randy, we're off to a bad start.
Well,
we are off to a bad
start.
What
is your point of reference in life? I mean, how do you make decisions?
All right. So we got the bio, and this is, I don't know if this is good or bad, but when I was in the Navy, everything started. If a terrorist wanted to bomb us, the time to do it is during General Hospital, because we stopped work
right
to watch General Hospital.
Nice.
So I don't know if that makes up for it a little bit.
It's okay. A little bit.
So we've got two wonderful guests here who are I'm just thrilled to meet both of you. I think it's fantastic. And who are going to be in the Tampa area, not too far away from now. And we've got actor, playwright, producer Ronnie Marmo. He's a 3-year series regular on General Hospital. Of course, all of us know General Hospital because it's been around before Jesus. And more than 70 films and TV credits, including guest star spots on CBS's Criminal Minds and Fox's Lethal Weapon. And we've also got next to us, so nice to meet you finally here, we've got actor, I almost don't even have to introduce, his credits are so long, it's crazy, but Joe Mantegna. Great to meet you, star of CBS's Criminal Minds, The Godfather 3, and which Randy has not seen.
I will go watch it when I get home.
It's unbelievable, Randy.
It is.
I think part of it is I can't sit still long enough to watch movies, so I just don't
Put it on and then pace around the house.
Or just take an Adderall, you know? Just take an Adderall and sit there and watch it.
Or do that.
But my favorite movie of all time, Glengarry Glen Ross. I think it's amazing.
Well, I did the play. I didn't do the movie, though.
Oh, you didn't. You did the play.
Pacino did my part in the movie, but I did it on Broadway. I won a Tony Award for it, so you know that's fine.
Yeah,
so it's your part.
If I'm
going to
be replaced by somebody else, not a bad choice.
It is such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful script. And what you guys are doing now? Tell us why you are going to be in the Tampa area.
We're going to go to Tampa in I think it's May, around May 20th. It's on the website. We're going to play Tampa. I'm not a comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce. Awesome. It's a wonderful theater. And we're very excited. It's a Straz Theater in Tampa. I don't know if you guys have been there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We do
beautiful.
A lot with those guys.
It's a big thrill to get to next weekend, actually. And then we'll be in Tampa and in Chicago throughout all that. And, you know, it's really cool to bring Lenny Bruce to Florida, because I feel like it's, you know, he's some way those are the people who, you know, the older folks, some of the Jewish folks, people in certain areas in Florida who really, you know, remember Lenny, loved Lenny. So I feel like we always thought Florida would be a great home
for
this show.
Sure,
you know.
See, I can relate to this. I'm old and I'm Jewish.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is perfect.
You're not old enough for Lenny, but.
No.
But, you know, you get a little pass because you're Jewish.
And the great thing about Lenny Bruce, he really was one of the greatest original controversial comedians. He would talk about things and subjects that no one would talk about. He was tossed in jail several times. I mean, he really is. He made a mark in comedy, and he made a mark politically through comedy. And if you watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel, there's many references back to Lenny Bruce. And, of course, that's a wonderful show. You should watch that. My Jewish friend here talking about.
He's got to watch Godfather first.
Oh, yes.
Don't watch Maisel before Godfather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
When I'm not watching reruns of Criminal Minds, because I watch that a lot.
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking.
And so, Joe, you're actually the director of this, right?
I'm not a comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce. Yeah, Ronnie came to me with this project a few years ago now. I mean, we've had successful runs in L.A., New York, Chicago, now Chicago, currently running in Chicago. And it's just it's a wonderful project that, you know, Ronnie just was infatuated by Lenny Bruce's life and material and all that, and created this, you know, wonderful show. And he came to me with all this material, and I had him perform it for me, and I thought, I'm in to you know, direct it. We changed some things, we restructured it, moved some stuff around, added some things, and it's worked out. And I think he does a marvelous job, and I'm just proud to be connected with
him. Let me ask you this, and we're here, you know, at the Super Bowl, and we're talking football as well, and there's a lot of NFL players. Mr. Hayes, guys like that could probably not play today just because of the new rules of the NFL. The world that we live in today, could he have survived, you know, in today's culture?
Well, I think so, because the Bill Burrs, the David Chappelles, the people like that are our modern day Lenny Bruces. So I think he would just be with those guys. So I would say yes, but when you talk about cancel culture and free speech. Lenny was the first guy canceled, you know? And so it was just a different time. And but yeah, no, I think these guys, the George Carlins, Pryors, these guys, you know, they really continued on Lenny's legacy. And I don't know if we anticipated. Joe said something earlier, and I think it's brilliant. It's like, in some ways, we've regressed before the 50s and 60s in some of this. We want to shut everyone up. We don't want to have any conversations. It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous time.
Cancel culture. I want to ask you, you know, people tend to do life stories or, you know, certain aspects of someone's life who is a legend like Lenny Bruce. How close did you keep it to the historical accuracy of his life?
Well, speaking for what my experience with it, with Ronnie, and also the fact that Kitty Bruce, Lenny's daughter, you know, we were, as you can imagine, we were had some trepidation about, because she wanted to come see it, of course. This is her father.
Yeah, does that make you nervous, I bet?
Well, there was a certain degree of nervousness. She saw the play. It is the one embracing of her father that she has embraced. In other words, she has been our biggest supporter. She's, which is such a wonderful thing. I mean, God bless her, because obviously there's been movies about him, television things, this articles. She saw Ronnie do this 90-minute show of about Lenny Bruce, about her dad, and she was able to say, yes, this is it. This is the Lenny Bruce that I feel is what it's. This is the truth. This is what it's about.
It's kind of the ultimate compliment.
That is the
isn't
ultimate.
That
it's the biggest review. I mean, it's like, and I would send her little clips of like some of the harder parts in the show. Just so, it took her a year to see it. She wanted to take a year. She had to like really get ready, you know.
Oh, wow.
Some of it's really emotional. Yeah. It's very funny. I don't want anyone to think it's a big downer, but it's also, it's a tragedy and it's a it's the whole thing. But yeah, no, it's the biggest compliment that she said, it's the best portrayal of my father I've ever seen.
Oh,
she said
wow.
that publicly. Yeah. And so that's like the review. It's like, how do you play somebody's dad? I don't know who would play my dad. I mean,
well, Joe, the maybe you could. Well, not about
you
that.
Could play my dad, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that.
I'm old enough to be your dad, but that's about it.
Before I ask the final question,
you both got the East Coast thing going on, too.
Who you're picking for the game on Sunday. Where can people in Tampa, where in West Palm, where can they get tickets?
Well, LennyBruceOnStage.com has all the info. But, you know, to follow all of the social medias. I think it's I Am Lenny Bruce on Facebook and Instagram. And, yeah, we try to stay up to date and everything. So, really, if you just search I Am Lenny Bruce or Lenny Bruce on stage, you'll get all the info. Or if you're in Tampa, you can go directly to Strauss. Yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Before we let you go, who are you picking on Sunday?
I got to go Rams. I mean, I've lived in California longer than I actually lived in Chicago, which is where I'm born, and I'm a huge fan of all the Chicago teams. But since, you know, the Bears didn't make it this year, I got to go Rams.
I'm a huge Steeler fan, which is a problem because the Bengals are in our division.
Sure.
I have a little crush on Burrow and the team. And it's hard to admit. You know, I love this guy. So I'm going to go Rams because I've been here for 22 years. But I hope he puts up an awesome game. And it's going to be a thorn in our side for the next two decades, I think, in our division. But so I'm going to say Rams, but it's hard not to root for them, you know, the Bengals.
Hey, you hoping the Steelers pick up a big name? What's kind of your thought now that Roethlisberger has, you know, retired?
I'd love Wilson or Rodgers, although Rodgers is kind of a big baby in some ways. I don't know, but I'd like him on my team.
In some ways?
Well, I'd like him on my team.
Wouldn't we all? If we were in Tampa, we would love to have Aaron Rodgers. Can you imagine?
I'll take Jimmy G. I really will. He's a really good quarterback. We got nice receivers and runners. I'll take Jimmy G. People think he's you know, not that great. Well, I'd love to have him on the Steelers, right?
And I think Tampa would love to have him as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Guys, thank you very much for your time.
Looking
forward to when you come to Tampa. Maybe
Again.
We can hook up.
I would love that.
Matter of fact, Matt, I'll give you 30 seconds. Plug the pizzeria, and we can bring the guys via the limo.
If you don't see Godfather before, we can't see each other.
Okay. How about
thank
this?
You.
I promise I'll watch the Godfather. I'll have Steve pick you guys up in our limo. And bring you to the pizzeria.
Deal.
All right?
That's done.
We'll get all the
thank
details.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much, guys.
Ronnie Marmo and Joe Mantegna. Not a comedian. I'm Bruce. Coming to this.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Goodall from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Ben Roethlisberger, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
They don't call him the best in the liner coming back from break. Ben Roethlisberger,
that's
former Pittsburgh Steeler. I just got a text message from the greatest Buccaneer of all time.
Oh, yeah? Is that my boy Simeon Rice?
And
or is it Tom Brady?
That's Tom Brady.
The greatest Buccaneer of all time.
For sure.
No, it's not. It's not.
Randy's partial, you know, because he's friends with these guys.
The most decorated super friends. Buccaneer of all time.
Hold on a second. No, he's not the most decorated Buccaneer of all time. He's your boy, Tom Brady, is the most decorated NFL football player.
And my boy Simeon Rice is the greatest.
I will take Warren Sapp. Take Warren Sapp. Buccaneer career, Tom Brady a close second. Warren changed that locker room, as did Brady when he came 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But from somebody that was in the locker room every day, even days that media was not allowed in the locker room when I sat back in the equipment room, I know what Warren Sapp did in that locker room. And I was talking to somebody the other day, take out personal feelings, take out he didn't sign your kid's autograph, take out that, you know, Warren didn't take a picture with you. Warren Sapp is without a doubt the greatest Buccaneer, in my opinion. In my opinion.
I think.
And you can argue it with Warren when he comes here because he is en route.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, no, but I agree with you that he is amazing. And I would say, I'm partial to Simeon. They used to do a show with him, too.
I understand that.
But Warren, there's no question about it. No matter what your feelings are, he was one of the greatest Buccaneers of all time.
This
greatest player, no
is
question.
This is what Warren Sapp will say. and Warren Sapp has told me this. He may not consider himself the greatest Buccaneer.
What?
But he may not.
He's got to consider himself top five.
Top
I'm going to ask him. Top four, of course. Yeah, that sounds more like Warren.
Well, no, I'm saying top four.
Okay.
Because you cannot list anyone that does not have a gold jacket above somebody who does. For people to say Warren's dislike him is eight.
Right.
Is, you know, Simeon. You know, we just hung out with him at training camp, and we texted and then called Warren, and we did a FaceTime with that Warren Chidi fight that we tried. Blah, blah, blah.
Warren would kill him.
Simeon's like, bro, what are you doing? but we'll talk about it with Warren. And he is here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And
is he going to the game?
We will ask.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't know what day. I don't know what time. Let's run down some of the guests that we have scheduled. You know, we're going to have guests stop in like, you know, Ronnie and Joe just did. Tomorrow, the very funny comedian Adam Hunter. And we'll talk to Adam Hunter about Lenny Bruce, you know, and his thoughts on him. So we'll talk to Adam Hunter tomorrow, as well as by phone, Casey O'Neill and Andre Orlovsky, both fighting Saturday night in Houston, where we will be when we leave Saturday morning. Thursday, arguably a legend, and I hate that word, but Iceman Chuck Liddell will be coming here on Thursday. He's got a little excitement there.
That'll be fun.
Chuck's a good dude.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk to him and catch up with one of the quickest knockouts. And I don't know if girlfriend Dana Brooke will be with him. You know, where WWE is this weekend. But Yuli Diaz has a charity event that he's involved in with Doug Flutie on Saturday. So Yuli will be here on Friday. So a lot of cool stuff going on. What's going on back at the home front? How's the pizzeria going, Matt?
Pizzeria is going great. I want to go back to the Ben Roethlisberger liner. You know, Ben is retired this year. This week, Tom Brady announced his retirement after it was leaked ahead of time. One is leaving because his body looks like he needs to leave. Like he just physically can't do the job anymore. The other looks like he's leaving to pursue other interests in life. And do you think that Brady's coming back next year?
I personally don't. I think if he walks away, I think he's going to walk away. I have been told by insiders everything that Tom Brady does at $1. And I'm assuming he did the same thing to a certain level in New England. But Tom Brady wasn't just the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady sat in on running back meetings, wide receiver meetings, quarterback meetings, offensive line meetings. Quarterbacks don't typically do that from what I've been told. So he always said that he was going to walk away when he just didn't feel, you know, that he could do it all. And, you know, imagine Matt being overly prepared for a radio show, but I don't know if I could say that to you and you get where I'm trying to go with it. But pretend like you really prepped for a radio show.
Okay.
And then you sat in, you know, with Ed and the team over there at Tantalk, you know, on the production side. And then you spent 2 hours with Lola talking about scheduling and this and this and this and this. You never can do enough, and I think Tom's just had it. And why not?
Here's what I think. I think if he does come back, it's going to be in 2 years. It's not going to be in one. And I don't think he will. And I just, you know, basically piggybacking off of what Randy said. Look, Tom Brady has been quarterback for 22 years.
Hold on a second. I got to jump in.
Yeah?
Warren may be listening to the show as we're talking.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
Because as I'm talking to him about, you know, about, here is his response 30 seconds ago.
Okay.
Brady that. am I lying?
No, it's
does
right there.
Say Brady that? He may be listening.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'll tell you what, because we're always, you know, you can't come from Tampa and at some point in the day still mention Tom Brady. It happens. But I don't think he's going to come back because he's been a quarterback for 22 years and he's been playing at a top level and at a competitive level that very few even can get to mentally for 22 years. So for him to leave that and start to do something else, I mean, he's still at the top of his game. You know, when he says he's going to do something, I mean, he does it. Everything that he touches turns to gold. I just think he wants new challenges. You know, I don't, and plus, you're going to come back. A lot of people are speculating. Maybe he'll take an offensive coordinator or her coach or something. No way. If he does come back, he's going to be a quarterback. Because that's what his blood is. It's a quarterback, and it's about the greatest manager on a football field is the quarterback. And he manages his whole life. Like what you said, he's got all these other things going on. You know, and now he wants to manage more of, other pursuits. TB12, he's into the crypto thing, all these other things. So he's going to challenge himself in a new way. I think the big question is he going to take an analyst job? Because, rumors have it that he's been offered some sick money. You know, who wouldn't tune in to watch Tom Brady, wherever it is? He's good just on his podcast. He's great on stuff. So he would be a phenomenal. And not only that, the whole package. He's easy on the eyes. He knows what he's doing. Everybody would listen. But does he want to do that? Because that's still for somebody else. That's not for Tom.
Here's what I could see him doing. The Manning brothers that are doing the Monday Night Football and that whole gimmick that they're doing, which is so funny. I just asked Warren why he says Brady that. And he goes, that's his Roger that. It's Brady,
oh, that's
Brady
hilarious.
That.
Oh, I like that. That's funny.
I could see him going to NBC for the Sunday night game or maybe the Thursday night game and him doing the same basic thing as the Manning brothers are doing. Because Tom Brady is a funny guy.
Oh yeah,
and
goofy,
he wants to do some of that stuff, which most people aren't.
But make no mistake, I think if he does do that, it's so he can still promote all the other things that he's doing. It'll be it'll be just a route to go back to his TB12. He's a big picture guy.
For sure.
He's not doing something just to have the job. He's got a bigger picture in mind, I think, in life in general. And at this point, he wants to influence positive way as many people as he can with his companies, with his products. He just thinks on a bigger plane.
Just for a second, I need to go back to do something that I don't like to do, Matt.
Okay.
Push-ups?
Well, yeah, push-ups.
I need to go back to... All right, shut up. So I asked you how the pizzeria is doing.
Yes, it's great.
I'm going to put some pressure on you.
Okay.
Because we have confirmation that our last guests, Joe and Roger, will be coming to Tournament de Pizza.
You mean Fat Tony?
Oh, was that his name?
Yeah.
Fat Tony. He's the voice of Fat Tony on The Simpsons. So I would be honored to have Fat Tony come to the restaurant.
Okay, well, it's been confirmed.
I'm ready.
I volunteer Steve Limo. We just have to hope. Where's Steve at?
I've seen The Godfather, so I'm safe. I'm not going to be like waking up to a horse's head. I won't be swimming with the fishes. None of that. I got all those references.
Randy doesn't even know what that means.
He doesn't
even know what that means, a horse's head. It's like American culture.
But hold on. It doesn't matter because he was in Three. So none of that crap matters. I only need to get an update on Three.
Hilarious.
Do they do cliff notes? Do they have cliff notes at USC at the bookstore?
They do. I don't know now. It's at SC. But wasn't there a total of four? I'm trying to think. Was three was – four was with – the one that Winona Ryder was supposed to play the part, and Sofia Coppola –
I don't know. I don't know about all
Godfather
that.
Godfather talk.
I don't know. I don't actually know who plays.
Matt
movies.
Knows any of that stuff. The only way that Matt knows any of that stuff is how quickly he can Google.
That's true.
You know, too far out.
I don't know either.
Godfather is one of the movies that they could consistently keep going on, and they could have like a sixth or seventh Godfather, and then it could just morph into like current gangs.
See, that's what they did wrong
we
with Scarface.
We could go from the Godfather to like the Crips, the Bloods.
See, Scarface.
Let's go and hit this break.
Scarface, they killed him before they made a sequel. They made a huge mistake with Scarface brand.
Did you just tell me to hold on?
Yeah, hold on.
He was talking about Scarface.
Yeah, just wait. I'm not done talking about Scarface.
Who's running the show, Randy?
I'm trying to find that out myself.
Forget about it.
Let's hit a break. Coming to you live from Radio Row here in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center. We should have confirmation shortly, as I've been texting Warren throughout the last 15 or 20 minutes. When he is coming, what day he'll join. Maybe we'll have him and Chuck hang out at the same time. But let's hit this break, and then I kind of have a funny story that I do want to tell about something that just went down not too long ago. So coming to you live from the Las Vegas Convention Center, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and our home away from home, the Hyatt House in Anaheim. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Duffy Waldorf from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live from the, it is not the Las Vegas Convention Center. It is the Los Angeles Convention Center. As I'm Googling the address to send to Warren, I'm like, that doesn't look right. It's the Sahara in Las Vegas.
It's like a four-hour drive for Warren. Warren, if you're listening, that's not it.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
It's down the street.
Speaking of Warren, I drove by his old hip-hop soda shop on North 4th Street today. Looks like a new tenant's taking over. They're doing some construction. I never had a chance to actually go there, but I hear it's a legendary spot in the Tampa Bay area.
I could be wrong, but I don't think it ever opened.
Oh, really?
It's on 4th Street. It's 4th Street, not far from where your Torta Pizza 2 was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't think it ever did.
Well, the urban stories that I heard was that the noise complaints that the neighborhood behind it would complain about the noise ordinance, and they kept, you know, making them shut down early. But I believe it got open from what I've heard.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
It's true.
All right, so here's my story, story time with Uncle Randy. So it is kind of cool. So I follow a...
Can we cue like some soft music right now?
Sure. Go ahead and cue it. Or you can just hum or sing or whatever.
Story time. Go ahead.
Well, we used to do a thing, story time, but we didn't have the music. So I follow a actor.
Okay. All right. All right. Speaking of actors, by the way, the 2022 Oscar nominations are finally here. We're going to get to that a little bit later on. And some really good movies got nominated.
So I follow this. He was a kid actor.
Okay.
I was always told my whole life that I looked like him or he looked like me.
Really?
Yeah. Danny Bonaducci.
Thanks for blowing the whole freaking story.
There's only one actor that looks like you.
All right. I wish I could cough, but I can't because you don't have one.
He's a radio guy now, too.
He is a radio guy in Seattle. So what Danny does And I met him, he threw out the first pitch when he was stationed in Philly.
Danny Bonaducci, by the way, for those of you who have been, you know, are young, I'll just say that, used to be on the Partridge Family. And he was the cute little redhead on the Partridge Family that was apparently getting his butt whooped every time he came home. And it was a great, you know, he had this incredible story of abuse, but he would go to the Partridge Family and they treated him like a, you know, family member. It was a great thing. So it's very interesting, the whole Danny Bonaducci. Now he's a big radio guy.
Right.
But yeah.
And part of that story is he might have been abused at home.
Yes.
But on the set.
It was wonderful.
On the set, the girls that didn't get in to see David Cassidy got to go see young Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, you're kidding me. For real? Yes. Or is that true?
No, that's true.
Oh, my goodness. He was like 14.
Leftovers.
What's going on? Boy, talk about it. Jeez Louise.
So I met him at Clearwater. He threw out the first pitch, and I went up to him, and I said, Mr. Bonaducci, I've been told my, and that's as far as I got. What, that we look alike?
Is that really what he said?
That's really,
I've never thought that, but now that, I guess, yeah, but I never put that together. Just because he's such a redhead, you should dye your hair.
Well, my hair was red when I was young.
Oh, okay.
When I was a kid, so I'll show you the photo.
All right.
So he goes into these vintage stores. All of a sudden, I have this thing in my throat.
Go it's on. Called an esophagus.
I don't know.
Anyways, yeah.
So he goes into these vintage stores, and he signs an album.
Okay.
You know, find a Partridge Family album, and he'll sign it. So about a month ago, he went into, it's called the Vintage Mall. I don't think he said it was in Seattle, but I know that he's in Seattle. So he put it out on Twitter. On the Twitter machine, and he does it on TikTok and all that kind of stuff, and he signs it and he puts it back. I called the album store probably 8 seconds after he put it up and bought it.
Hmm.
And it took almost a month, and I got it last week. And so I put it up, and then I let Danny know, and Danny said, would you come on my TikTok? He said, we had 2 million views.
Oh, wow.
Of him signing it.
Yeah.
And he wants me to come on and talk at the story about how I was able to obtain it.
And how everyone thought that you look like him.
Well, I don't know if anybody
thought that. Oh, but that's an interesting little tidbit.
I'll throw that in.
Yeah.
I might get a photo of me as a kid, you know, that I'm sure my mom has. And then I'll put up the photo of the two of us at Jack Russell Stadium.
Yeah, and then a photo of Danny as a kid. Or better yet, just put 2 photos of Danny as a kid and say, which one was me?
That'll
and
work.
See what they say.
That'll work. So that's my little Danny Bonaducci story.
Oh, that's a good one.
Huge Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Loved it. He just did a TikTok in front of the Brady Bunch house.
Oh, did he really? No. Yeah, they were always like, you know, fun rivals, weren't they? Like, were you a Brady Bunch kid or were you a Partridge Family kid? Like, if you were real little, you're probably more of a Brady Bunch kid. But if you were a teenager or even a preteen, man, it was all about David Cassidy.
I watched them both.
Even the boys had crushes on David Cassidy. That was just, that guy was just.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I never had a crush on David Cassidy.
No?
Rick Springfield, maybe.
Yeah. Dr. Noah Drake.
Dr. Noah
Drake. Hey, we just had Ronnie Marmo on the show earlier. We should have talked to him. He said if he ever used to watch General Hospital when he was young.
When I was in the Navy, and I mean this, the time to bomb this country was 1-3. Because we stopped working for General Hospital and All My Children.
Oh, yeah. General Hospital was just it was a staple, wasn't it?
And it's all these boiler techs and all these big brutes. You know, kind of looked like
it's
Johnny Lightning.
It's the only soap opera was General Hospital. And there was 2 people. Well, actually, there was 3. Meg Ryan used to be on it. Also, I think Demi Moore did a quick stint on it, too. I do believe so. And then.
Which was Clooney on?
Oh, The Facts of Life.
Well, I know that, but he was on one of the...
He was?
Yeah.
I don't remember him. I didn't think he got really... Clooney would really... Even in The Facts of Life, I don't know. He wasn't a big deal to me until he started getting his gray hair, you know, and then he got an ER and stuff. But I tell you what, it was Rick Springfield and John Stamos was Blackie. Remember
Blackie.
John Stamos got his start
sure.
from General Hospital. And those two guys were, man, whew, they were something else back in the day. They still are.
I'm almost positive George Clooney... was on a soap opera. Look how I did that.
Yeah.
Most positive. But yeah, Blackie. I don't know if you could be called Blackie in today's world.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. He might get canceled.
He might.
Yeah. I don't know.
How about Stamos on with the Beach Boys singing Kokomo?
He was on the short-lived show called Dreams, too. You know, he was always a big musician. And, you know, obviously his career took off as an actor, and he got to do, so he's had to allowed to do some music and stuff on the side. But he's a great singer. You know, he's a great drummer. He's got a lot of talent.
I heard some stories about Full House, too. I don't know how
much
you
watched. Considering your Danny Bonaducci story, I would like to know what the story is about Full House, if it involves John Stamos.
It did involve John Stamos and I forget what her name is, that was his wife.
Okay, yeah.
And things that he would do before they had kissing scenes.
Oh, I would love to. What in the world?
No, you really don't want to know.
Really?
Yeah. It's, you know, the gimmicks, the clowning, the hazing.
Oh, okay. So they play around.
I'm not sure that she wanted that.
So he was a jokester?
Yeah, he was.
Lord.
Yeah. You know,
That's the Lori Loughlin, the one who went to the jail for the USC scandal.
You know what? Can we just get through one sports show without talking about one of my alma mater scandals?
I mean,
it's every time I turn around when there's a scandal, it's from USC.
Army.
Or the Army. Yeah. Spoken like a true Navy guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
Exactly. You know, I have to apologize because normally before the biggest football game of the year, I would always text my friend Sue, who unfortunately was in the Army, mm-hmm. and harass her about the Army-Navy game. I never thought that I have to start doing that with you.
Oh, goodness. Here we go. Yeah.
I'm going to it next year.
I'm going to have extended relatives. My brother is about to, he's going to be marrying this beautiful woman that he's met that we just adore. And her daughter goes to West Point. Her daughter goes to West Point, so bring it on.
I thought he was just marrying the house. I don't know.
No, that's her sister's house. That's where I'm staying.
You know, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to bring it on. I'm going to, because it's always go Navy, who's Army.
I just don't like UCLA. I can't handle it when they when they play and they win, that's the big thing. You know, it's kind of like your big rivalries. But I'll tell you something, I'm kind of getting sick of college football, and everything is so regionally based in the SEC. No offense, I'm in Tampa, I know, but I'm kind of sick of it. You know, it's like we it needs to be more coastal. I actually heard Colin Cowherd talking about stuff like this, and I have to agree. We need more focus on other teams outside of the stinking SEC.
Well, there are. You know? First, there are no teams outside of the SEC.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
And second, Matt, we have a problem.
Uh-oh, what's that?
What is the problem?
Matt, we have a problem. Didn't catch it?
No, what's the problem?
See, that's why you're the co-host. Because a really good co-host would have caught how badly Leslie Lacy is ripping UCLA.
Hey, what do you see when you look through the fog? UCLA.
Matthew.
Yes.
Where did our co-host go to college?
UCLA.
Okay. UCLA. Exactly.
But in all fairness, he signed up for the wrong football, so it doesn't really count.
That is a true story. So I'll tell it real quick.
Okay.
Caleb Bennett and I used to play in Tampa. He's now in New Orleans. So over the summer, he's sitting in doing every week of the shows.
Okay.
Wanted to come out, but some things came up. Plus, he doesn't need a credential because he's an NFL player. So Caleb is from Nigeria. And when his mom moved him to Texas, Katy, Texas, after the first couple days, you know, I asked these stupid questions because of these gems. Like, you know, I don't remember how this came out, but Caleb said, you know, he went to his mom after a week or so living in Katy, Texas, and said, Mom, I want to go out and meet some friends. I want to go make some friends. Sign me up for football. So Caleb's mom went and signed him up for football. And then she gets a phone call from the coach and said, you know, we're very excited. You know, we drafted Caleb. And you need to get shin pads, shoulder pads, footballs, this. And Caleb's mom is like, what are you talking about? He meant soccer. He's from Nigeria. So when he said football.
Oh, my goodness.
They wanted to sign up for soccer.
Oh, that's funny.
And signed up for football, and then he went and got a scholarship to UCLA and drafted by the Bucks.
This story was so great and so funny until that very, like, that part.
UCLA
yeah,
part.
That was the part, yeah. But I'm glad about the Bucks. So I went to college, and I graduated in 2000, and so I was at USC with Carson Palmer and Troy Polamalu. And I have to tell you something about Troy Polamalu. I was a journalism student there, so we'd go after the games and interview him. He was so incredibly focused, even after the game was over. Like the look in his eyes, I just remember that distinctly about him. great player.
Carson may be here on Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he will be on Radio Row. Now,
all right.
You know, we've been told that we're on standby.
Okay.
So maybe you can go.
Yeah, I'll go try to go grab
USC
it.
USC theme song or.
Yeah. I know one of his best friends too. So.
But do you know the theme song?
The USC theme song.
Yeah. Do they have a fight song?
Yeah, we do. We do, but I don't know it. I'm embarrassed.
Hail,
I know
hail,
the Army
UCL
song.
Sucks, something like that.
That's all that matters. That's really all that matters. You know, when I was there, we were terrible, too. Paul Hackett was our coach. He couldn't hack it, so they got, you know, rid of him.
Very good.
And then Pete Carroll came in, and the world changed. The world changed with Pete Carroll. Then Carson went from a zero to a hero and, you know, made history there. It was incredible what a coach can do.
All good. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Coming to you live from Rodeo Road. Here in, they didn't come out properly, but Rodeo Convention Center. How about
whatever.
That? All right, whatever. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Men Strong, Staff Zone, and our hotel, our home away from home, the Hyatt House in Anaheim. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.